Joseph Delaney came to Grand Rapids from Hubbard, Minnesota, where he had served as county auditor and was one of Hubbard County's popular citizens. In coming to Grand Rapids, he purchased one of the existing grocery stores and then changed the name to the Delaney Sanitary Grocery, and that became one of the major popular shopping spots for food in Grand Rapids. But he also established the Delaney Auto Company, and this certainly is an intriguing one. He was very careful to have the very latest architectural style in putting together that auto company. It was housed on Pocagama Avenue, had its sales agency and repair shops. Well, we're not going to have any skyscrapers in Grand Rapids, obviously, but we do have the Delaney Auto Company, which was built using the same principle. Rather than the structure resting on its walls, it rested on a framework of steel, and the building essentially was hung from that. That enabled Delaney to have a quite spectacular sales room with a high arch ceiling surrounded by plate glass windows, very spacious inside and plenty of room to have the automobiles on sale. And he had other nice little touches there too. There were local and long distance telephones that were available to the public to use. And as the Herald Review noted, the ladies' restroom is furnished to meet the expectations and wants of Lady Ottawa's and waiting friends who are having repair work done, as well as those who were visiting the town. In the showroom, there was Chevrolet, Oldsmobile, Hupmobiles, and St. Cloud trucks on display. So a busy place and an attraction just simply for its appearance. Nice addition to Grand Rapids. Mrs. Trask conducts the only exclusive millinery shop in Grand Rapids, and she has built up a wide trade covering all aspects of ladies' and children's headwear. So go there to see the latest hats that were so popular in that time frame, such elaborate ones with so much stuff on them and so on. Now see the latest hats, and you could get yours trimmed to suit yourself and custom made at that place. And the Herald Review suggested it was very much worthwhile to just go in there and look around and just to be amazed at what was available. The Pogue of Rundale Construction Company is another intriguing one. This is a general contracting company, and it had equipment for all classes of road work, grading, culverts, ditching, dredging. The equipment that was owned by the place included two 10-ton Caterpillar tractors, two 1-yard steam shovels, elevating graders, and all kinds of other labor-saving devices that were used in the art of road making. And haven't they established themselves right at the right time with the good roads movement taking place? Their services are much in demand. The first contract that they fulfilled was to construct the 8-mile Grand Rapids to Blackberry Road. And another one of the real life factors in Grand Rapids makeup is the Electric Service Company, serving the whole section of territory covering the Grand Rapids area. And it was concerned with buildings, factories, and homes, had a large stock, including almost everything in electrical fixtures. Herald Review notes the Electric Service Company is the Itasca County distributor for Delco Light and Power Plants for supplying electric lights and power to hotels, churches, office buildings, and farm homes. If you want real service and the best of workmanship and electrical installation, you'll make no mistake in placing your order with the Electric Service Company. And another place certainly didn't serve as a tourist destination, but was interesting in Grand Rapids and was there for a long time, simply called the Itasca Laundry. And that had the latest laundry equipment for cleaning and was certainly well used by those who lived in the town. And let's turn to the Herald Review on this one. The world must be entertained, and theaters of the class of the new Grand Theater do it. When life grows humdrum or a hard day's work has left one tired and dull, it is pleasant to be able to drop into a theater and be amused and entertained. Life's cares and worries are forgotten for a few hours at least, and there's nothing like a good movie to dispel gloom and brighten up the disposition. The modern picture houses are really institutions of learning. They bring before our eyes the lives, customs, and scenes of foreign countries. They review the important events transpiring around and about us, and they point out many of life's lessons, which oftentimes serve the purpose of actual personal experience. The new Grand Theater of Grand Rapids was erected especially to be a theater. It was a brick and concrete construction, had a large stage. The building is free from pillars, giving an unobstructed view of the screen. It is fireproof and electric lighted, steam heated, fitted with opera chairs, has a ventilation system. In all, the new Grand is a modern playhouse. Two shows are featured daily, sometimes with special plays and orchestra at 7:30 and 9, 7 days a week. None but the best and cleanest of motion pictures are shown on the new Grand screen. Paramount and Artcraft and leading specials are shown as they come along. The new Grand is equipped with an 11 by 14 foot gold fiber screen, providing a soft, restful light, and has two up-to-date projectors, both electrically operated. The music director for the new Grand is Mrs. Frank Gum, and Frank Gum is the manager, and it is he who makes the movie selections. And, of course, the Gums are the parents of Judy Garland, who will use that stage for her very first appearances as well when she's just a small child. But at any rate, the new Grand then was a very nice addition to Grand Rapids. Certainly the movies available were appreciated. Frank Gum took particular pride in the fact that Grand Rapids was the smallest town of the United States to be showing Birth of a Nation, that huge and elaborate production of D.W. Griffith. Actually, the theater was too small for that, and Gum put it into the high school auditorium. But it enjoyed many a packed audience there and was played with a full symphony orchestra accompanying the film. John Costello, still another name well known in Grand Rapids for a very long time. He had his office and factory building on Pokegama Avenue, and he was a jobber of ice cream, soft drinks, and carbonated and cereal beverages. The quality of his work was very high, and all along the Iron Range, his products were available in the various towns that were strung out there. His manufacturing plant in Grand Rapids is impressive. It included a 5-horsepower steam boiler, 6 motors, a bottler, a soaker, sterilizer, an automatic ice cream filling machine, a pasteurizing machine, a cooling vault, 2 Emery Thompson ice cream freezers, each having a capacity of 40 gallons per hour, a 5-ton ice crusher, a hardening room, and a 5-ton ammonia ice machine, which lowered the temperature to 10 degrees below zero to keep his ice cream and other frozen products very firm. In Grand Rapids and surrounding territory, that quality was appreciated, and especially his Eskimo pie was one of the big sellers because every ice cream bar with its chocolate covering is frozen hard when it reaches the customer. The Kimball Sweet Eat Shop was a very popular place. It featured a soda fountain and an ice cream parlor with ornamental fixtures and a seating capacity for 60, with roomy, easy chairs and attractive surroundings, had a complete line of chocolates and box and packaged candy, very popular place. And another millinery store, which also included art goods and women's ready-to-wear, was the Vogue. Lots of clothing and lots of interesting women's wear, including the gussard corset, which had won such wide favor among women of particular taste. And finally, in 1916, S.L. Sather opened a new jewelry store in Grand Rapids. It was the biggest one that had been in town yet. It was fitted with all kinds of plate glass display cases in which you could look at the numerous amounts of jewelry that were available and the designs and so on. And once again, it was touted as a place that would be intriguing just to go in and walk around. So there's lots of stuff in Grand Rapids indeed. Merchandising center it is. And as we leave our little look around the place, let's just take a glance at the Itasca Paper Company right in the heart of town with its attractive little grouping of yellow brick buildings. We also have to note that was supposed to be the economic anchor for Grand Rapids, and with all of the problems that it had been facing, as we have seen, it had not increased production anything beyond what it had done 15 years before when it began. And was the anchor stone in Grand Rapids really all that secure? Well, let's take a longer look at that situation next time.